Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I feel differently than most Yankee fans do. I do. I don't think there's any question. And so you can give me all the stats you want. Like, there's no doubt. Aaron Judge is the better hitter by a mile, having the better overall statistical season. It's indisputable. Outside of home runs and RBIs, he literally beats Cal Raleigh not just by a little. He beats Cal Raleigh by a lot. He's going to win the batting title. OPS, OPS plus, total bases, like you name it. Outside of home runs and RBIs, Aaron Judge leads in everything. And again, if I were voting today, I would vote for Aaron Judge. But here's my only thing that I will say. And I know they tried to make this on the Fox broadcast last night, that he's broken some records. I do put a lot of value on the catcher position. It is a defensive first position. And, you know, growing up in the 90s, there was a lot of offense coming from catchers. You had Pudge Rodriguez. You had Jorge Posada. You had Javi Lopes, right?
Braves.
Yeah, with the Braves. Javi Lopes, who hit 40-plus home runs. Like, there were a lot of offensive catchers for a time. It is rare. I know Salvador Perez has had a couple of big-time years here, and not in the last couple, but Salvador Perez is a borderline Hall of Famer and is an offensive threat and an MVP of the World Series, as the Mets know. Like, there's been a handful. That's why I was so high on Gary Sanchez all those years ago, because Gary Sanchez was like the one catcher who hit 35 home runs every year or hit 30 home runs every year. Like, he was the power threat at the position. We do not see a lot of great offensive players at the catcher position. They are few and far between. He is a Platinum Glove winner. Now, that's a previous season, but he's still a very good defensive catcher. I put premium on that. It's not just he's a better fielder than, like, if he was a great first baseman, I'd be like, okay, I know he's a good first baseman. It's first base. If he was a great corner outfielder, even better than Judge, I wouldn't be like, well, he's a better defensive player. Shortstop, center field are 2 and 3, and number one is catcher. And specifically to be an offensive catcher with the grueling nature of playing that position, and how he impacts the pitching staff, the catching position is relevant far more than any other defensive position in my mind. And I understand he's breaking records as an offensive catcher. He's got the most home runs ever by a catcher. He is having the best offensive season, arguably, a catcher has ever had. I know Piazza hit for high average. I know Johnny Bench is Johnny Bench. I know Yogi Berra is Yogi Berra. I get it. He's arguably having the greatest offensive season in a time where it's harder to hit than ever, that we have ever seen a catcher have. He broke Mickey Mantle's record for switch hitting home runs. And I know it's not just about breaking records, right? Because as someone pointed out on Twitter, and I saw it, and it's 100% correct, Judge broke the rookie home run record in 17 and had Altuve beat by everything but batting average, and they gave the MVP to Altuve, and I was pissed about it back then. So it's not just about breaking records, but we're talking about an excellent defensive catcher who has now hit more home runs than any catcher in baseball history, has now hit more home runs than any switch hitter in history, including Mickey Mantle. And obviously that's who he broke the record from, Mickey Mantle. And not only that, he currently, as it sits today, has led the Seattle Mariners to the division lead when they have only made the playoffs once since 2001 and haven't won a division since 2001. And even though they might be the third division winner and not get the bye and have pretty much the same place where the Yankees are, where they're hosting a wild card series, I still put a premium on winning the division. And I will tell you this. I think Judge is having the far better year, the far better player, and he's going to have to hit landmarks. But if he hits 60 home runs as a catcher and the Seattle Mariners win their division, I don't think anyone, any Yankee fan, Aaron Judge himself, anyone. I know that I was listening today and Evan Roberts was screaming about it like it's the dumbest thing and preposterous for anybody else to win the award than Aaron Judge. The New York Yankees could possibly have 9 hitters who have 20 home runs. Cody Bellinger is having a great year. I heard Evan go, well, it's not like the Mariners suck. You know, Rodriguez is having a hell of a year and a good player. And, you know, Randy Arozarena is a really good player. The Yankees lineup is full of guys having 30 home run seasons. They're going to have 3 separate guys with 30 home run seasons. Giancarlo Stanton's got a 900 OPS along with him. Like, to make it seem like Aaron Judge is the only... That was last year. This Yankee lineup, as much as they need Judge, obviously, and he's important, and he's the best hitter in the world, it's not like it's just him and Soto this year. The Yankees have a lot... Trent Grisham, Ben Rice, Giancarlo Stanton having the best regular season arguably of his entire Yankee career. I know he missed half the year, but he was there while Judge was injured and carrying them. You got 20 home runs from 8 different guys. And I'm not trying to besmirch Judge. He's having a great year and he should be the MVP, but if a switch hitting catcher leads a team that hasn't won the division since 2001 to a division title and hit 60 home runs, I don't know how anyone could quibble with the idea of that guy winning the MVP. I just don't. And let's be fair about Judge defensively. He didn't play right field for a month, and right now he's half a player. For a month, he didn't play the position at all. He was injured for 2 weeks, didn't play the outfield for 2 or 3 weeks at all. So we're talking about a guy for a little, like a fifth of the season didn't play a position. And out there right now is half a player who really can't make throws. As opposed to a catcher who plays a gold glove caliber catcher. Like, I'm just saying there is a conversation. The Judge defenders want to make it seem that his numbers are so good, and they are, but his numbers are so good, a discussion is disrespectful. I disagree with that. We are watching a special season from a position that makes it tough to have a special season. It just does. It just is. And it's just a fact. And if the Yankees win the division, done. If the Yankees pull this off, and Judge, who's hot as a firecracker right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If the New York Yankees catch the Toronto Blue Jays and win the division and get a bye, then I don't care what Cal Raleigh does. This is about importance. Like, it is about valuable, and I put an emphasis on the division. If Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees win the division, debate is over. The debate is over. At that point, they'll probably be the one seed. He would be the one seed in the American League. They would win a division and have a bye, and he would have every statistical advantage outside of home run and RBIs. Conversation over. But if he's the four seed in the American League playoff, with the highest payroll in the American League, with a team full of guys who've hit 20 home runs, for a fifth of the season didn't play the position, and for half the season hasn't been able to throw, and that guy's breaking records for switch hitting, catchers, more home runs than Ken Griffey Jr.'s ever hit, hits 60, to be the fourth man in American League history to have 60 home runs, and led a perennial loser to a division title, I do think there's a conversation. I do think there's a conversation. And I'm not saying that guarantees him the MVP if he does those things. I think it's hard not to give it to him, to be honest with you. But I don't think any Yankee fan or Judge supporter or anybody who puts OPS and WAR over everything else should have a major problem with him winning the MVP. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. As much as I love Judge, and there are landmarks he has to hit to overcome the advantage Judge has statistically, I put a lot of weight on the catcher position. I put a lot of weight on winning a division. And I also think the Yankees are better than Seattle with a deeper roster and better team. And if they win their division and beat the Houston Astros out for the division, I'm going to put a lot of emphasis on that. That's all I'm saying. It's not that I think they have to hand him the trophy. I'm not saying he's having a better year than Judge. I'm not saying he's more warranted than Judge is. I'm just telling you, as great as the numbers are for Judge, if you get 60 and a division title, I don't think any Yankee fan should be able, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't argue with it. I wouldn't be upset. I would be more upset about 2017 when Altuve beat him out for the division, for the MVP, than I will be about Cal Raleigh beating him out. It's a special season that Cal Raleigh's never going to duplicate, ever. Ever. That I don't know when we'll see another catcher ever do it. The position is so demanding. But Judge is the better player. Judge is the better offensive player. Judge is the better player. If I'm picking a team tomorrow, Aaron Judge. Any day of the week, twice on Sunday. It's not even close. We all get that. But I do think Kyle Raleigh's done enough to make it a conversation, certainly. And if he hits certain landmarks and that team wins the division, I wouldn't be upset at all if he wins it over Judge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.